פרגרף חוף בייז, וזה בחינס הכבוד שמחויבים לכבד הסרבויים. Now we're going to, Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate and explain much more the concept of respect for one's rabbi. V'ze b'chinas ha'loy meid mechaveroi. And with this we'll also understand the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, where it says that if a person learns from his friend even one halacha, even one pasuk, he's required to give him respect. And the Mishnah says over there, v'ein kavoid ela Torah. And respect is Torah. V'zeh sham Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is also why the Gemara says that when we talk about real respect for one's rabbi, Rabbi Shalim Doi Chachma, we're talking about the rabbi who taught him serious stuff. V'loi Rabbi Shalim Doi Mishnah Mikra. We're not talking about the rabbi who taught him Mishnah or Chumash. We're talking about your real rabbi, the one who taught you Gemara, as we're going to see soon. V'zeh b'chinas gedoylo shimusha yoyser melimuda. And we're also going to explain now why the Gemara makes this statement that serving a Talmud Chacham is greater even than learning from the Talmud Chacham. In this little paragraph, this little opening paragraph of Chav Beis, Rav Nosson Zal mentions like four or five things, and now he's going to elaborate and explain all of them and show how they all fit together. He mentioned the respect for a rabbi. He mentioned that even if you only learn one thing, you're supposed to have respect. That's the second thing. Number three, that respect is Torah. Number four, that when we talk about respect for your rabbi, we know that you might have had a number of rabbis. You had the rabbi who taught you Chumash, the rabbi who taught you Mishnah. When we talk about respect for your rabbi, capital R, we're talking about your real, the rabbi who taught you the highest level of learning. And then finally, he added the importance of serving Shimush Chachamim, that it's even more important than learning from the rabbi. So he mentioned about six things here. Now he's going to start explaining each one and show how all of them relate to each other. Kikvar mavoyer, because we already discussed earlier, she'ikar hachachma hu ha'emes, that the essence of chachma, the most important chachma, is truth. V'ho'ikar, the most important thing in life is lehovin ho'emes she'ho'yonelam v'nister, to be able to know the truth about things that you didn't know before, about things that are not obvious to everybody. That the person should be zeche to get to understand those things through his tremendously powerful faith. We had learned earlier that in order to understand the most important things in life, it requires two things. It requires faith, and it requires learning. Ubishvil ze tzrichen litroyach ulehisyageya harbe, and it's for this reason that a Jew has to struggle and work very hard lechapes tis ulevakesh rebi amiti, to really search for a true rabbi lehiskare velov, to come close to. Because the most important eternal goal, which is to achieve the truth, it is impossible for a Jew to accomplish that unless he zoche to a real rabbi. Because this is the most important benefit of having a rabbi, Shemeir boy amitas haTorah, that the rabbi shines into him the truth of the Torah. The rabbi really opens his eyes and opens his heart to recognize the truth of the Torah. Umaamidoy al hoemes, and the rabbi enlightens him as to the truth about everything: the truth about life, the truth about marriage, the truth about children, the truth about eating, the truth about physical life, and the truth especially about eternal life. That's what the real purpose of a rabbi is. Ki ikar harav shemachuyev lechabdoi hu harav b'chochmas ha'toira, V'loy b'chochmas chitzonis chas v'shalom. Because the main rabbi whom you're required to have respect for is the rabbi who taught you Torah, not the rabbi who taught you secular knowledge, not your teacher who taught you secular wisdoms. Even though a person is supposed to show a degree of respect for anyone who teaches you anything, but Rav Nosson Zal now is starting to get more detail, more serious, and he's saying, obviously, the laws in Gemara and Halacha about respect for your Rebbe, we're talking about especially the Rebbe who teaches you Torah. Now let's get a little more specific. V'gam b'chochmas ha-Torah. And even if we're talking about the knowledge of Torah, ze she'eino yochoy lahamidoy al ho'emes, if a person is listening to Torah from a rabbi who can't really set him straight, who can't really teach him the truth about Hashem and the truth about life and the truth about religion, einoy rav, that's not a real rabbi. Just because somebody tells you a vort, somebody tells you a cute thing that they saw in the parsha or this or that kind of thing, that's not called Rebbe yet. Rebbe means somebody who's showing you the emes about Hashem, the emes about Torah, the emes about life. Ve'ein lehiskare ve'lov. And a Jew should not get close to such a person. A person who's teaching Torah, but teaching it in a way that it doesn't set people straight. It doesn't show them how to live properly. There are people who are teaching Torah. There are professors in universities who are teaching Torah where the professor is not Shomer Shabbos and he doesn't eat kosher, etc. And yet he's giving classes on Bible criticism, or some of them are not even he's giving classes on Bible, not Bible criticism. And Rav Nosson Zal says, that kind of Rebbe, that kind of teacher, keep back 2,000 feet. Stay away from that kind of teacher. Ukomay shekosuv b'shevach horav ho'emes, and as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, in praising a real rabbi, he writes, v'hadorcho tzlach rechav al dvar emes, that again, come close to a rabbi who's teaching you dvar emes, who's going to give you your real hatzlacha in life, your real success in life. He's going to get you into Gan Eden and Tolam Haba. Now let's get a little more serious. Vafilu ze she'omer divrei emes. Even a rabbi who's teaching the truth, he is, everything he's teaching is true. Aval heim dvorim pshutim, but it's very simple, obvious things that you know already. Ein zerav kanal. That's not a Rebbe. A Rebbe who's teaching, you know, people, Bereshis Bar Elokim, in the beginning Hashem created, you know, he's teaching that to adults. He's teaching it to them on the simplest level. That's not yet fulfilling the real fulfillment of the word rabbi, of one's Rebbe. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 21 in Likut Imran, al posuk ki Yaakov bochar lo yo Yisrael lizgulosoy ayin shom. There Rabbeinu Zal mentions that there's two levels of Torah. There's the lower level of Torah, which is referred to as Yaakov. Yaakov, the word Yaakov comes from the word Ekev, the heel of the foot. So there's the lower level Torah, which is things that are obvious to everybody. And then there's the higher level, Yisroel, which is much higher. So the Pasuk says, Ki Yaakov bochar loiko, the lower level of Torah that Hashem has chosen for himself. Yisroel, the higher level of Torah, Lizgulosoi, that's to be passed on to his nation, to the Jewish people who are called Am Segula, meaning Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chof Aleph. Meaning again, Rav Nosson Zal is making a distinction here. If somebody tells you Divrei Torah, but it's things that you know or that you really know already, he's teaching on a very low, simple level, that's not yet a real Rebbe. That's not having found a Rebbe who's going to really bring you close to Hashem and is going to really set you right in life, as he's going to elaborate soon. Ki ikar harav, because the real rabbi, your real rabbi is, kishemegaleloi umeir loi divrei emes, shiloi hoyo yochoi lavinam betchila. It's the rabbi who reveals to you and teaches you truths about Hashem and about religion that you didn't know or that you couldn't understand by yourself, that you couldn't figure out by yourself.
And this is why the Gemara points out in Masechet Baba Metzia, in one of the places where it speaks about respect for one's rabbi, where it talks about if your Rebbe loses something and your father loses something, who are you supposed to go to first? Ezehu Rabbi, the Gemara asks over there, who is your Rebbe? Who's your Ze Shelimdoi Chachma? It's the one who taught you Chachma, Veloi Rabbi Shelimdoi Mikro Mishnah, not the one who taught you Chumash or Mishnayis. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Shelimdoi Chachma Svoras Taimei HaMishnayis. We mean the one who taught you Gemara, in other words, the most advanced learning. Whichever Rebbe taught you the most advanced level of learning in your life, that's your official Rebbe. So again, let's say for five-year-old kids, you know, they're first starting to learn Chumash. To them, the one who's teaching them Chumash, that's their Rebbe, period. But a person who's learned already Mishnayis and Gemara and Chumash, and now he meets his third grade Rebbe, the one who taught him Chumash, but this student is already learning Gemara with Rishonim and Tosfos, and he has the Rebbe who's teaching him that, the Gemara says, the one who's teaching you the much more advanced knowledge, that's your official Rebbe. That's the one whom all of these serious halachos about respect for one's Rebbe Mufak all apply to. Again, naturally, the Rebbe, the third grade Rebbe, you got to treat him with respect also. But it's not your official Rebbe. It's not Rabbi Mufak, for whom there's a whole series of laws that apply to your official Rebbe. And Rashi points out over there, the Hu Hanikra Gemara. So over there in the context in Baba Metzia, where it's talking about the Rebbe who taught you Chachma, it means the Rebbe who taught you Gemara. Hainu, we're not finished yet. Hainu, Rab Nosson Zal explains, She'ikr Horav, Hu Sheloi Medimoi Chachma Amitius, that the main rabbi is the one who teaches you true Chachma, Shehu Chachmas HaTorah, which is the Chachma of the Torah. Avaloi Mikra U'Mishna Kipshutoi, not the one who taught you Chumash with Taich, or Mishnayis with Taich, you know, like they learn in third grade and fourth grade, but rather, Rak Kishemeirloi U'Mevinoi Taimei HaMishnayis, Shehoyu Ne'elomenu, but rather we're talking about the rabbi who explains to you the reasons behind the Mishnayis, what's going on in the Mishnayis, you know, what is it based on and everything. The things that you had no idea beforehand, you didn't understand. When you learned the Chumash and the Mishnah, you had no idea what it was all about until you got into Gemara. When you get into Gemara, that's when you first discover what those Psukim and Chumash are all about. An example, you know, you learn Parshas Mishpatim, which is going to become a... You learn a person who hits somebody gets this punishment. And if you say this to your parent, in Chumash, it's one line. You go into Mishnayis, there's about 7, 8, or let's say there's 15 Mishnahs about it. Those 15 Mishnahs take up about one, if you would line them up side by side, they take up about 1 or 2 pages, you know. Then you go into the Gemara, and you have about 600 pages of Gemara expounding on those few paragraphs in Parshas Mishpatim. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra are all based on a few lines in Chumash. So again, the rabbi who taught you Chumash, true, he taught you something, but it was like the basics of Yiddishkeit. Then the one who taught you Mishnah took it a little bit further. It's only when you went into Gemara that you started really experiencing what the Chumash is all about and what the Mishnah is all about. Ubevadai kol ma shehorav meir boy yoiser amitas hatoira shoyonistim emenu, and so on and so forth. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that certainly whatever rabbi is teaching you a higher level of the truth of the Torah, which you didn't know before he taught you, which you didn't, bevadai tzrichim lechabdoi yoiser v'yoiser, that rabbi deserves more respect. In other words, it's relative. The one who taught you the easier stuff,
a certain level of respect, the one who taught you harder, who made Yiddishkeit clearer to you, each time the one who brought, made Yiddishkeit more clear to you and taught you more of what you didn't know, that's the one who deserves more respect. Ki bevadai ein kol horabonim shovim. Because most certainly, all rabbis are not equal. Contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America, which says all men are equal, the Torah says all men are, there it says all men are created equal. Even that leaves a lot to be desired. But the Torah makes it perfectly clear, all people are not equal. And all rabbis are not equal. They're not all the same. And there are many people who don't advance in Yiddishkeit and who don't really succeed in Yiddishkeit because they don't know this one line that we just learned. They know rabbi, rabbi. What's the big deal? He's a rabbi and he's a rabbi. What do you know? V'alkein, and therefore, Iker Shleimus. So now we're coming to the punchline. Now we're coming to the grand finale of this discussion. V'alkein, Iker Shleimus Horav, Hu Kishayochoy Lohor Bahatalmidim, Yiras Shomayim Be'emes. The highest level rabbi is the one who's able to transmit to his students real Yiras Shomayim, real respect for Hashem. Shezeh Iker Tachlis HaTorah. That's the real goal of Torah. The highest goal of Torah is not pilpul of Rishonim and Achronim. That's one of the goals. That's an accomplishment. If a person can study Tosfos and the Rif and the Rosh, and he can learn the ins and outs, and he can learn how we get to the halacha, that's very, very important. It's very special. But if a person thinks that that's the crown achievement in Yiddishkeit, they miss the boat totally. They miss the boat completely. Because there are people who knew all of that and smoked cigarettes on Shabbos while they were learning that. In Lithuania, there were stories of people who sat smoking a cigarette on Shabbos, learning Tosfos and the Rosh. Why? Because they enjoyed it. Because it was much better than learning Shakespeare and toilet paper. So it was much more interesting and exciting, and it even felt more Jewish, learning, you know, the Rif and the Rosh and the Rishonim. But regarding faith in Hashem and regarding keeping the mitzvahs, that they didn't buy into. That they had nothing to do with. They had no interest in it. They thought that was for the guys with the fossils in the caves. You know, they went for it. They kept Shabbos and stuff like that. We're modern day people in 1940. We don't need that stuff. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes here that the Iker Shleimus Harav is, if he's able to transmit Yiras Shamayim Be'emes, Shezeh Iker Tachlis HaTorah. That is the ultimate purpose and goal of the study of Torah. Who says this? Not Rav Nosson Zal. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Tachlis Torah, the goal of Torah, the objective of Torah is Tshuva U'maisim Toivim, is repentance and good deeds. And the Gemara continues, Shelo yehei odom koire v'shoine u'boyet b'raboisa. So that a Jew should not learn Chumash and learn Mishnah and Gemara and kick his rabbis. You know, in other words, and kick the heritage of the Jewish people. Not keep Shabbos, not keep Kashrus, not have Yiras Shamayim. U'kamoy shematzinu b'chachmei ha-Talmud Zal. And as we find now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give an incredible proof to this. Listen carefully. This is so special and so important. U'kemoy shemotzinu b'chachmei ha-Talmud Zal. And as we find when we speak about the rabbis of the Gemara, we know that there are many mesechtes in Shas, right? There's Psachim, Shabbos, Yevamos, Truma, Tmura. Which is the most important mesechta in Shas? Can anybody answer that question? Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, taught us that Mesechta Avos, Pirkei Avos, is where each one of these rabbis took his best shot. When they asked each one of these Tanan and Gemara, tell us the most important message you have for Klal Yisrael, that's what Pirkei Avos is all about. That's what Pirkei Avos is made up. the most important message of each one of these rabbis. She'osku lahachnis yirah shamayim b'talmideim. The most important goal of the rabbis of the Gemara was to transmit, to pass on yirah shamayim into their students. V'alkein sider Rebbe seder hakabolah b'maseches ovois. And this is why Rabbi Yehuda Anossi described the whole chain of command, the heritage of the Jewish people, how they transmitted the Torah, where? Not in Brachas. He didn't mention it in Brachas. He didn't mention it in Chulin. In Pirkei Avos. In Masechta Avos, that's where he starts, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umesora LeYoshua. Why? Shemedaberes Miyira Shomayim. Because what is Pirkei Avos all about? Two words. Yiras Shamayim. V'shom daiko hischil v'sider kol ha'ishtalshulus kabolas ha'Torah. And it's there in Masechta Avos that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi understood, this is where we're going to define Judaism. We're going to define the whole heritage, how the Torah was given over to the Jewish people, where it began from, and where it is today, which is Shehu Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah direct from Hashem, Umesora LeYoshua, and gave it over to Yeshua, V'chulu, etc. Lohoyrois. This is to teach us. A person would say, why is that Mishnah over there? It seems to be out of place. The rest of Pirkei Avos is all telling us, you know, Yirah Shamayim. Why don't they have like a separate Gemara for the, you know, to teach us the chain of command or the heritage? Why is that listed as the first mission in Pirkei Avos? Rav Nosson Zal is going to give the perfect answer to this. Lahoyrois, to teach us, ulahidion, to make us realize, she'ikr kabolas, ikr kol kabolas ha'toira, hu bishvil ha'yirah. That the main reason why there was a Moshe Rabbeinu and why there was a Yehoshua and why there is all of this is not for Masechta Chulin. Masechta Chulin is very, very important. Masechta Chulin is Kodesh Kodoshim. The laws of Shechita are a major, major Yesoid in Yiddishkeit. But the most important, the Tachlis, the goal is respect for Hashem, b'shvil ha'yira, shenizke le'yira milfon of Yisporach, that we should have the proper respect for Hashem, v'lishmar v'lasoy sulakayim es ha'Torah. We should be zeichet to fulfill the entire Torah, the positive commandments and negative commandments, ki loy hamedresh hu ha'ikor el ha'maisa, because the Gemara says, the most important thing is not learning, it's fulfilling. It's fulfilling what you learn. It's living it. V'zeh halimud shel yirah shamayim. This study of respect for Hashem, of yirah shamayim, dehainu lizkois lekiyum ha-Torah, that a Jew should be zeichet to fulfill the Torah, to fulfill every single part of the Torah, from brachas through uktze, every single part. Zeh halimud omoik omoik ma'oid. That study is very, very deep. The study of Yirah Shamayim. Here again, unfortunately, there's a lot of nuts running around in Klal Yisrael who think that's for girls, or that's for people who can't make it in yeshivas. A guy who doesn't have brains, who can't study Baba Kama, Baba Basra with Rishonim, him, we tell him he should deal with Yirah Shamayim. He should learn Enyaq, you know, he should study the stuff that's for kids or for ladies. The stuff about respect for Hashem and that kind of stuff. We're into the meat of Yiddishkeit, which is the pilpul and that stuff. And Rav Nosson Zal here is making it perfectly clear that the ikar in Yiddishkeit, the most important learning in Yiddishkeit, which is not so simple, it's very, very deep, is the study of how to be zeichet to fulfill the Torah, how to get to a level of fulfilling the Torah. Utzrichin lozer Rebbe Godoil Ma'oid. Ma'oid Ma'oid. And this requires a very, very high level Rebbe. V'yefshe lekabloi kiyim al yidei yegiyo gedoila. And it is impossible to receive this knowledge for a person, for a student, to find the right Rebbe and to be zeichet to receive this knowledge of Yirah Shamayim without major, major effort. V'chol echod, and each and every single person, kifi yigiyosoi, according to how much effort they put in, according to how many kilometers they drive, according to how much money they pay, according to all the struggle, all the different effort that a person puts in, kein zoiche lekabel eitzois udrochim amitiyim, relative to that, relative to the effort you put in, you will be zoiche to receive real advice and a real derech, a real path in Yiddishkeit, ba'oifen sheyishor l'skayim alomdoi kol yimeichayiv. So that person will remain a solid citizen of Hashem, of Yiddishkeit, throughout his entire life, v'lo yate ashuroi mini derech emes. And the person will not veer off the true path of Yiddishkeit. U'kamei shekosov adoneinu admor ala posuk, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, in Torah Hey, in Likutei Moran Tanina, al posuk af chochmosoi omdoli. Also my chochma stood by me. And the Gemara darshins, chochma sheba'af, the chochma of my nose. Hainu, im yegiyos. This refers to the struggle, how much struggle I put into, how much effort I put into it. He omdali, that's what stood by me. Because we know that the pasuk says in Chumash, what's the yegiya, not yegiya kapecha, what's the pasuk I'm looking for? Apecha. Bezeas apecha toicha lechem. It says with the sweat of your nose, you will earn parnosa. And it doesn't mean literally. That expression, zeas apecha, is another word for struggle. That you're going to have to struggle as a result of Adam and Chava eating from Eitz Hadas, people will have to struggle for parnosa. So struggle is associated with the nose, zeas apecha. So the Gemara says, this pasuk which says, af chachmosi, the word af refers to struggle. My struggle for chachma, meaning the effort that I put into searching for the right Rebbe. And once I found the right Rebbe, the effort I put into going to learn from him. Of course, there's a shul right next door. What do you have to travel for? You have to travel to Uman, you have to travel. What do you mean? You have rabbis all around. The struggle that a person puts into being zoiche to this kind of chachma, that's what will ensure the person that they'll be zeicha to get it and to retain it and to really, really succeed in it.